Nathan Zagura here at First Energy Stadium, where the Browns fall to the Steelers 24-9. The Browns now 0-11 on the season. And coming into this game, you knew the Browns had to do three things if they wanted to win. Number one, they needed to win the rushing battle. Well, they did not win that. Le'Veon Bell ran for 146 yards, and the Steelers outrushed the Browns 146-33. They needed to control the time of possession. And without the fourth quarter, where the Browns had the ball for most of it in their comeback effort, it was really all Steelers that finished 34 minutes for the Steelers, 26 for the Browns. They needed to win the turnover battle. They did not do that either. The Steelers didn't turn the ball over at all today. The Browns did twice. Both times the Steelers scored off of the turnovers, once on a long drive after an Artie Burns interception, and the second time it was a fumble recovered in the end zone for a touchdown by the Steelers defense. The story of the game early was the Steelers driving down the field, the Browns bending but not breaking. The Steelers had to settle for two field goals early. We're ahead 6-0. Then at the end of the first half, they drove down in the two-minute drill, got down to the one-yard line, and they got two untimed downs thanks to penalties in the end zone. Ultimately, they had Le'Veon Bell run it in. They got the two-point conversion. They were up 14-0, and they did not look back. For the Browns offensively, they couldn't get anything going and were constantly playing behind the sticks because the Steelers, who entered this game with 13 sacks on the season, had 8 sacks today. They knocked Cody Kessler out of this game with a concussion. Josh McCown came in. He had the fumble that was recovered for a touchdown, and he was sacked all game long. They just couldn't get anything going offensively or sustain anything. The one bright spot for the Browns offensively was a McCown to Gary Barnage touchdown. Big play Gares, first score of the season. For the Browns, up next, it will be the New York Giants, who won and now sit at 7-3, so it doesn't get any easier as this team goes back to the drawing board to try to find a way to get its first victory of the 2016 season.